Okay, so this is our top three favourite Greg's savoury items.
Okay.
At number three.
Well, I think the sausage rolls would be number three, because it's been there forever. It's kind of a staple. I grew up with it. When I was young, it was only 12p. It's not gone away, so I think it should definitely be number three.
They are a greasy pile of gristly shite, but it's in there at number three.
Number three?
I'm not going to take that away from you. A lot of people would agree with you that it is a staple.
I thought that would be more difficult to go on.
I think it's as tasty as a staple myself.
Brilliant.
An actual staple.
Yeah.
At number two, I think the steak slices are a bit like dog food.
They are. I mean, I've had a steak slice before, and actually, it did taste a bit like dog food. And I agree with you; it shouldn't be on the list anywhere. In fact, we shouldn't even be talking about it. It's that bad that I don't want to even give it airtime.
Maybe we should just leave a blank space at number two.
Number two,
in protest.
There's nothing. That's a good point, because there's a lot of stuff at number three that you could argue is good enough to be third. There's a lot of great stuff, but there's nothing that's just average in Greg. It's either amazing or shite.
I wouldn't even go as far as amazing, but at number one, in my books, it is the Cornish pasty.
I would argue, but I'd just be wasting time.
Even though it's done with puff pastry, not with shortcrust pastry, as a good Cornish pasty should be, there is a decent bite of excitement going on there. So that is the unofficial best savoury item number one.
Agreed.
You heard it here.